Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And I appreciate you joining the show. Our toll-free line at 855-212-4CBS, brought to you by our friends at Geico. Quick way you can save money. Make the switch to Geico. Who doesn't want to save cash? Go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on car insurance. Around 20 minutes before the top of the hour, Bill Bender stops in from the Sporting News. He's doing the media days thing right now, which honestly is might be the most worthless exercise that I've ever heard in all of sports. Every coach loving everything about their team. Every coach feeling optimistic and looking at the upside. I'd love to have truth serum on the coaches at media days. Then I'd maybe show up for it. That would be something I'd show up for. I'll show up for Ross Tucker when he's talking about the NFL, the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, and the family of shows, too, I would say. I'll show up for those as he joins us here on the John Kincaid Show. Good morning, Ross. How are you, buddy?
Good morning, John. I'm doing fantastic, and it must be football season if you're asking me to come on.
Hey, we are. How about 7 weeks from today? I know that my mom in Philly will be putting on her Eagle shirt to start out another season, watch the Eagles and the Redskins. So I feel good about it. I'm so excited with the NFL season coming.
Yeah, I got to tell you, John, and most people wouldn't think of it this way, but when you're an NFL player, these are like the worst 4 or 5 days of the year. You know, like the
Eagles,
for example, you know, those guys, they have to report to training camp on Wednesday. And you know what you're about to do, right? You know that for 6 months, you have zero off days. You know, your time is not your own. You know there's going to be physical stress and pain, mental toughness. I mean, you just know when training camp starts, you know what you're getting into. So it's like your last 2 or 3 days of freedom. And obviously, playing in the NFL is a privilege and amazing and all that. But, you know, you're leaving the good part and you're heading to you're going down in the submarine starting on Wednesday.
I'll tell you, Ross, though, I remember as a young guy breaking into the media, covering Buddy Ryan's training camps, getting sound at Westchester University. I remember in Atlanta, Dan Reeves training camps where they would have two-a-days in pads. In 100, like 9,500 degree heat. Nowadays, honestly, when I show up at an NFL training camp, it appears much more like a country club compared to even the era that you played in.
Oh, it's a lot different than it used to be. A big part of that was the change in the CBA in 2011 between the players and the owners. And I commend them for that. I really think anything they can do to decrease the amount of physical contact in training camp or throughout the season is a really good idea. I mean, these guys at this point, at this level, they don't need to be sitting there bashing heads. But, you know, John, now you're making me feel like an old guy, but my rookie year, 2001, with Marty Schottenheimer, our first 14 days, we had two fully padded practices, 3 hours each, and guys were dropping like flies. I mean, I tore my right MCL like the fourth day. I came back after 10 days, broke my left hand. I remember distinctly, John, I'm 22. I'm calling my parents saying, I have no idea how these guys do this. But, like, if I make it, I'm going to play this year. But this is probably the only year. Like, I'm already getting hurt everywhere.
I know that I remember when the NFL then went to 2-1 under Jim Mora when he took over after the Dan Reeves era. I remember training camp then going to two practices a day, and then the every other day was one. So they'd have three practices in 2 days, and that was a big deal. That seemed like a big deal. Now, it seems like shells and shorts and T-shirts a lot. Does that benefit the players, though, Raw? Does it get you ready for actual playing on Sundays, and has it helped with injuries once the season begins?
I haven't seen the data on the injuries once the season begins. Certainly, concussions are down,
right.
Especially practice concussions, which is a good thing. I just don't think that the players need that much time. I mean, you know, with all the OTAs, they're year-round these days. You know, back in the day, guys used to have other jobs in the off season. That's obviously not the case anymore. And it's still 6 weeks of preseason, John. I mean, it's still, you know, 30, 40 practices, and then all of the, you have the preseason games. I always laugh, though, at the coaches that'll say, well, we just don't have enough time to get them ready, and yet they won't play the guys in the preseason games at all. Like, well, which one is it? In my mind, you can't have it both ways.
I made the prediction a few weeks ago, NFL preseason is going to go to 2 games, and the regular season will go to 17. And I think that every team will play a neutral site overseas game every year, or a neutral site game at a non-NFL market every single year. That way every team gets their 8 home, 8 away, plus they would get 1 international game. It won't be 18. Do you believe that's preposterous thinking, that there'll be a 17-game season?
No, I actually think, I'm not going to say that that's the most likely scenario, but that's the exact same scenario I've been touting for quite some time. I think that sort of a compromise, as the league pushes for 18 games, I think 17 games and an additional bye week, John?
Yes.
So we're talking 19 weeks of NFL regular season football. Nobody loses a home game. I would just say some of the neutral site games will not be international. You know, I think that they'll
okay.
have one maybe in San Antonio, maybe one in Portland.
Oh, okay.
I've said if you want to generate a buzz, if you had the Eagles and the Steelers play at Penn State, that would generate a gigantic buzz. Or the Bengals and the Browns play, you know, at the Shoe in Columbus. I just think that there are ways that you could generate a lot of buzz, and those stadiums are already outfitted for instant replay and all those things. But, yes, there would still be every team would play one neutral site game. I love it. To me, it makes too much sense.
I'm gonna run by my 5 over under wagers I made this week in Vegas, and I want to tell you if you think I cashed the ticket or not, because I trust your opinion. I only bet 1 over, and I looked at all 32 teams and chose these 5. I bet the Chargers over 9.5. They got to win 10 games.
I like it. I'd be surprised if the Chargers don't win 10 games. I think the Chargers win that division.
I bet the Redskins and the Lions both under 6.5.
I like the Redskins bet more than the Lions bet. I tend to think the Lions get to 7, although...
Ooh. In that division, where are the losses coming in that division then?
Yeah, that's the problem, because I look at the Bears, Vikings and Packers all being between 9 to 11 wins. So you're right. The loss have to come somewhere. And as you know, and I talk about often on the Even Money podcast,
yes,
you know, you're usually going to have the value taking the under, right? Because so many people
correct.
Take the over. Usually the under is where the value is. I definitely like the under with the Washington Redskins. So in order so far, I like the Chargers won the best. Second, Redskins. Third, Lions. I think, you know, Stafford and Patricia, I just kind of feel like they'll find a way to get to 7, but it'll be close.
I did 49ers under 8.
So I understand.
I'm picking the Rams. I'm picking the Rams and the Seahawks to have better seasons, and I just don't see them getting to 8 wins.
Yeah, I can see that. And again, it's sort of like your same philosophy with Detroit and the teams in that division and
correct.
The Redskins and the Cowboys and Eagles. I actually, like, you know, a lot of times I'll go on these different radio stations and they'll ask me who's a team I think could be the surprise team. I go with the Niners, John, because I don't know what other team would be able to put in the surprise category. But I think what happens is when a guy like Garoppolo gets hurt, you kind of forget about him and you forget how we felt about him and what we were saying a year ago. Now they've added some pieces on the defensive side of the ball at receiver. I just, Tevin Coleman, I think that the Niners are a pretty good candidate to get to 8 or 9 wins, and it wouldn't.
So that one's dangerous.
I don't think they'll win the division, but it wouldn't shock me if there's a surprise division winner if it's the San Francisco 49ers.
All right, I got to get to this one quickly, but I'll give it to you that the Packers under 9.5.
Nah, I wouldn't have done that, but I understand why you did.
Yeah,
that.
I think they have the worst, and I want you to check this out because as a listener to your podcast, I want you to put a note down. I think the Packers have the toughest road schedule of any contender in the NFL, and I don't think it's close. So check out their roads. So, I think it's the worst road schedule of any contender for the playoffs in the NFL.
I'll have to go back.
Check it out.
But I do like the fact that you're looking at schedule. Too many people don't look at schedule. The Houston Texans last year had the easiest schedule in the NFL, and this year they have the hardest.
That's the way
so
it works.
That's something people need to know. I mean, that makes a huge difference.
Right. All right, well, my front page story is a great idea. I know that my mom, we just celebrated her 90th birthday coming up in September, but we celebrated it in Vegas this week. And I know my front page story is a great tribute. In fact, we are crafting one right now.
It is incredible, John. It's amazing how many people have been getting gifts for others, whether it's anniversaries, birthdays, whatever, at myfrontpagestory.com. It's just crazy easy to talk to a reporter for 10 minutes while you're driving about your mom or your wife or whoever, and then they write the story. You get a framed copy sent, and just to be able to hand it, like my sister and I just got one from my mom when she turned 70, to be able to say, hey, mom, we want to do something special for you, so we had a story written about you. Like, who gets a story written about somebody else? Just the coolest,
it's awesome,
most unique gift out there, myfrontpagestory.com.
I think the Ross Tucker Football Podcast, though, and the family of podcasts is also a great gift, too. And that's free. So just want to tell people that's free, too.
I appreciate that. I got to get you on sometime.
I'd love to. And
yeah,
anytime.
I got to get you on the show.
You got my number. I'll talk to you, buddy.
All right. Sounds great. Take care.
There's Ross Tucker joining us here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.